Chapter 7 Sri Bhakta Vachanamritam Words of Nectar from the Devotees. Atma Nikshepaha Full Self Surrender. Srila Guru Maharaj's introductory verse. To summarily offer everything, from body and its paraphernalia up to pure soul, unto the lotus feet of Sri Hari, is known as Atma Nikshepaha, or Full Self Surrender. All selfish pursuits are abandoned, and every endeavor is for Krishna alone, and that too up to the point of completely depending on Krishna for one's personal means and ends. Having thus cast oneself unto the holy lotus feet of one's Lord, one can never be swayed from that position, and he engages in pure devotional service with all his heart forever. Introduction. Self-dedication as self-sacrifice. And the first by a revered votary. Of one who, out of love for Krishna, has died to live exclusively for the Lord's service, who is devoid of attachment for any other objective, and who is free from egotism. His godly mentality, or absence of pursuit for personal pleasure in quest of the Lord's pleasure, is known as Atma Nivedana, full self-sacrifice. Introduction. Faith in the infinite capacity of the Lord is to be found within such dedication. And the verses by Sri Vyasadeva. Due to his unlimited capacity, nothing whatsoever is unattainable for the Supreme Lord. Thus, to be devoid of self-endeavor by completely depending upon him is to factually execute the purpose of the Lord. Introduction. The dedicated soul perceives that he is merely an instrument in the hands of the Supreme Lord. And the verses by Sri Kulashekar. O Madhusudan, whatever I have done and whatever I will do, nothing is my endeavor. It is all done by you, and you alone are the enjoyer of the fruit. Introduction. Hypocrisy cannot show its face in the light of such a heart's revelation. And the verses from the Gautamiya Tantra. As I am engaged by a deity within my heart, so do I act. Introduction. Within such surrender there is no other conception but Govinda in every thought, word and deed. And the verses by Sri Vyasadeva. I know, worship and remember no one but the Lord Paramananda, Mukunda, Madhusudan, Govinda. Introduction. Indeed, one's worshipful deity is seen everywhere. And the verse is by a revered votary. Narasingha is here, Narasingha is there. Narasingha is wherever I go. Narasingha is outside, Narasingha is within my heart. I am surrendered unto that primeval Lord, Narasingha. Introduction. Rejection of all spurious motives facilitates continuous attachment for the Lord. And the verse is by Sri Kulashekar. He is your Lord, known by his various pastimes as Vidhata, Anantashayan, Narayan, Madhav, Devatar, Devaki Nandana, Surashrestha, Chakrapani, Shangi, Vishvodara, Vishveshvara, Sri Krishna and Govinda. What more could be desired than to offer your unswerving thoughts unto him? Introduction. Full self-surrender is the whole purport of the Vedas. And the verse by Sri Prahlad. The pursuits of religiosity, prosperity and sensual enjoyment have been delineated as the three ends of human existence. They include the sciences of self-knowledge, elevation and logic, the principles of government, and various methods of livelihood such as farming, etc. All these pursuits are advocated by those sections of the Vedas dealing with trimodal matters, and therefore I consider them to be transient. On the other hand, I know self-dedication unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the dear well-wisher of the soul, to be the only factual reality propounded by the Vedas. Introduction. The pathway to self-dedication. And the verses by Sri Yamunacharya. the perpetrator of thousands of offences, fallen into the terrible ocean of material existence, I have no shelter but you. O Lord Hari, please graciously accept this surrendered soul as one of your own. Introduction. Some consider bodily dedication to be self-dedication. And the verse is by a revered votary. As one is indifferent to the upkeep of a souled animal, there will similarly be no cause to be concerned for the upkeep of one's body when it has been offered unto the lotus feet of Sri Hari. Introduction. The transcendental pure soul's realization of his capacity to offer himself unto the Lord. One verse by Sri Yamunacharya. However I may be materially designated, however my character may be known, now, O Lord, this whole sense of ego is offered by me unto your holy lotus feet. Introduction. An example of offering oneself. And a verse by Srimati Rukmini Devi. O lotus-eyed Lord, I have selected you as my husband, and I offer myself unto you. Therefore, please come and take me as your wife before Shishupal, like the jackal plundering the lion's prey, suddenly touches me, who am to be enjoyed by you alone. Introduction. The vivid revelation of the treasure within the identity of pure ego in self-dedication. And the verse. In Lord Sri Chaitanya Chandran. I am not a priest, a king, a merchant, or a laborer, brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. Nor am I a student, a householder, a retired householder, or a mendicant, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi. I identify myself only as the servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, the Lord of the Gopis, who is the personification of the fully expanded, that is, eternally self-revealing, nectarian ocean that brims with the totality of divine ecstasy. Introduction. All connection with formal religion is severed. And the verse by Sri Madhavendra Puri. O morning, noon, and evening prayers, may all good be unto you. O daily ablutions, my respects unto you. O demigods, O forefathers, may you forgive me. I cannot follow the injunctions to offer you libations. Wherever I may be, I shall eradicate my sins, constantly contemplating that jewel of the Yadu dynasty, the slayer of Kangsa, and I think this is sufficient for me. What more could I ever want than this? Introduction. Awakening of divine affection for Krishna proves worldly opinion mere trivia. And the verse by Madhava. The expert moralists may say that I am deluded, the Vedic religionists may insist that I am misled, and my associates may condemn me as uncultured. My own brothers may disrespect me and call me an idiot, the wealthy may say I am mad, and the sharp-witted philosophers may severely criticize me as being a great egotist. Nevertheless, my heart cannot budge in the slightest degree from its aspiration to serve the lotus feet of Sri Govinda. Introduction. The people's opinion is of no consequence to the devotees absorbed in the ecstasy of service to Lord Hari. And the verses by Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. The gossipers may slander us, but we shall not heed them. Completely intoxicated by drinking the wine of the ecstasy of Sri Hari's service, we shall dance, roll on the ground, and faint. Introduction. Abdicating the much vaunted throne of monistic bliss, to cast oneself unto the service of Sri Krishna, the embodiment of the divine ecstasy of Vrindavan, by rolling in the dust of his lotus feet. And the verses by Sri Bilva Mangal Thakur. Although I am worshipable by the wanderers on the path of monism, and although I have received initiation into ascending the great throne of self-satisfaction, I have been forcibly converted into a maidservant by some deceitful paramour of the gopis. Introduction. Genuine self-dedication is deep attachment for one's master, considering reward and punishment equally. and the verse by Sri Rupa Goswami. O friend of the needy, whether you chastise me or reward me, in the whole wide world I have no other shelter but you. Whether the thunderbolt strikes or torrents of fresh waters shower down, the Chataka bird, who drinks only the falling rainwater, perpetually goes on singing the glories of the rain cloud. Introduction. The acme of self-dedication is surrender to the whim of Sri Krishna, the paramour of Vrindavan. And the verse from the Shikshastakam by the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Chandra. Krishna may warmly embrace this maidservant of his lotus feet, claiming me as his own, or he may break my heart by not appearing before me. He is wayward, and he may exploit me as he wishes, but he will always be the only lord of my life. Introduction. The dignity of casting oneself into the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the hero in the divine pastimes of supreme magnanimity. And the verses by Sri Prabodhananda Saraswati. He makes no distinction between the worthy and the unworthy, and he does not differentiate between himself and others. He does not consider who should be given to and who should not, and he makes no preparation for an auspicious or inauspicious moment. And he swiftly awards the rarest nectar of pure devotion, beginning with hearing about the Lord, beholding him, making obeisance unto him, and absorbing one's thoughts in him. That Supreme Lord Gaurahari is my one and only shelter. Thus ends the seventh chapter, Full Self-Surrender. Words of Nectar from the Devotees in Life Nectar of the Surrendered Souls. Positive and Progressive Immortality.